It might be hard to generalize, but in essence, all segments of the economy are being affected and disrupted by technology. So investing in technology today, I mean, it used to be that you would invest in, a software stack or a modem or, something that was you could recognize this. That's technology. I can recognize that. And we still do that. But in many ways, we invest in technology-driven businesses that are disruptors. So as an example, so half of our company is enterprise software. So the SaaS model is really kind of the PC of today. So the PC, at first, if you remember, people thought of the PC as a consumer product. And it turned out that that what made the PC was a business product. So that people saw in the PC their ability to finally have computing power, whereby they had to wait in line with their IT department, and if they, weren't important or weren't for some reason funded, they would never get anything done. But so they started to bring in these PCs and doing, tremendous work, and the levels of productivity increased tremendously. And that was a big, big factor. But today, software as a service, the cloud-based services that you can find are disrupting every mode of computing and giving enormous power of computers. If you run on Amazon Web Services, you have on your tablet, on your phone, you have access to a supercomputer that you would never have imagined. NASA wouldn't have imagined having that even 10 years ago. So that's on the enterprise side. But on the consumer side, technology is driving pretty much anything you can imagine in terms of in innovation in sectors like mattresses, eyeglasses, shoes, you name it. So we have a bunch of companies that Warby Parker in eyeglasses, Casper in mattresses, Allbirds in shoes, Glossier in makeup, Lawler in women's health products. I mean, you name it, there is a technology-driven company, or will be a technology-driven company that will completely change the rules of the game. And it will be a direct-to-consumer company that will have a lot of data about their consumers. And very, very disruptive, not only to the retailers, because as you can see in New York City, pretty much every retailer, we just learned today that WeWork is buying the Lord & Taylor headquarters to make into their headquarters. So there goes the department store. It's going to be gone. It's going to be very hard to find retailers going forward. But obviously it affects the people who make the products that sell it to retail. So that's for kind of the retail, but anybody who has products that go into distribution, into wholesale, pretty much anybody who's made their family, whose fortune was made in those sectors, in my view, should think about investing in disruptors in their industries, because they know their industry, and it makes them participate in a lot of wealth creation. And they might be able to be helpful too.